Okay, I think that we are ready to start the second session within the first session. Our coffee break took us longer as expected, but it is as always. We probably ask for a second, for another coffee machine if it's possible. But before we start the session, I would like to tell you that in the session there is a small change in our program because Sergei Fofanov is not joining us. So the session, the afternoon session chaired by Katarzyna Murawska-Mutezius will have only two presentations. That means that we have more time for discussion after these two presentations, so we don't have to stick to the schedule. We don't have to finish at 1, but at 1:15 or 30, and the lunch break is until 3 o'clock, and the lunch will be served in the same room as the coffee. So that's as to the change of the plan. And let me now introduce our third speaker today within this session on time, Gábor Rieder, art historian, curator, critic, and editor, specializing in the Hungarian socialist realist painting. So most of his activities, publications, and curating is evolving around this theme. He is a book editor at Kieselbach Auction House, editor-in-chief of Art Cartel online magazine. He was an editor-in-chief of Flash Art Hungary between 2012-2014 and art director of Gallery Weekend in Budapest until 2018. And curator at large at Art and Text Budapest. So it's the most recent activity of yours. And probably what is more important within the kind of framework of our conference, that he curated the socialist realism painting in the Rákosi era exhibition in Debrecen in 2008. And your talk will be about the defloration of the spring theory, about the end of the Hungarian socialist realism in 1957.
Thank you for the introduction and thank you for the invitation as well. I want to speak about the spring show in 1957. This is a case story. So let's start it. When the old honorable avant-garde artist Lajos Kossák visited the opening of the spring show 1957, he had the liberating feeling that the exhibiting hall was reborn. That certain sentiment could be interpreted easily as the Hungarian fine arts main center was reborn, rejuvenated in the springtime after the long, long winter of the Stalinism. In contrast to many pivotal Hungarian socialist realist group exhibitions organized in the dark decade of the 50s, like the kickoff show of the socialist realism, the first Hungarian fine art exhibition in 1950, or the reborn of the large-scale historical painting at the Hungarian Soldier for Liberty show in 1951, or the debut of the humanist intimate scenes of the Death Stalinist Summer Show in 1954, or the 6th Hungarian Fine Art Exhibition in 1955, when the celebrated main masterpiece of the Hungarian matured socialist realism, Endre Domanovsky's mural for the ironworks of Stalin Város, was featured. None of them, but only one exhibition made a remarkable trace on the memory of the Hungarian art history, the legendary spring show in 1957. One can open the last encyclopedia of the Hungarian contemporary art and find out an own article about the spring show there too. It says the submitted works. It says the spring show 1957 had been the first exhibition presenting abstract painting since 1949. The submitted works were judged by four juries selected from fine artists. Not just the experts kept in mind the spring show 1957, The famous contemporary writer George Pirro published a well-detailed historical novel about the story in 2010. In the mid-1990s, when the art historians were in the midst of the rereading, reevaluating, rewriting of the past 50 years, an exhibition was organized in the Műcsarnok, in the main palace of the Hungarian contemporary art, the Hungarian Kunsthalle. It was a historical survey, a reconstruction attempt of the legendary spring show. The curator had collected a part of the one-time exhibited artworks again, organizing a disappointing show. It was a myth-busting moment. One expert, Otto Mezei, wrote in his review that we lost one of our legends. Another, Gyula Rózsa, called it disappointing. If the retrospective experience of the spring show in 1996 was so disappointing, how could it be such a legend? Partly that was because of the spring metaphor, easily slicks in everybody's mind, but the main reason is the emergence of the progressive westernized art tendencies in the 60s. In the first survey of the decade, I mean the 60s, a long interview was published with the modest modernist figurative sculptor, a legendary figure of the 60s, Tamás Vík, who was a young jury member of the Spring Show 1957. He declared, "Then we created that certain Spring Show in 1957, along with its four juries. As a matter of fact, the Szocreál, the socialist realism, by the Hungarian nickname, ended at that point. We overthrew it and declared it by the fact of letting the modernist and different kind of modernist step on the stage with different juries alongside with the conservatives." All the experts agreed with Tamás Víg that the Hungarian socialist realism ended by that famous spring show. This perception was shared by the contemporaries and the historians as well. We should emphasize today the positive impact of the exhibition supporting the modernist tendencies. However, the official movie news featured in the Hungarian cinemas in the 50s had totally different point of view. Ordinary visitors facing modernist artworks, shaking their heads, doubting the quality of the artworks, questioning even the credibility of them with their gestures. The animus preface of the catalog distanced itself from the abstract artist, emphasizing the liberal policy of the cultural politics. Not yet. Our cultural policy here at this crucial point has rejected false simplification. It does not hide its disagreement with the artistic methods of the abstract artist. End quote. The statement of the 1957 catalog text was a starter of a wave of laughing criticism. Newspapers were published with humorous reviews on abstract artists, bullying readers' letters and mocking caricatures. As was regular at that time, the Deputy Minister of Public Education, Ernő Mihályfi, supported the official position with quotes from the exhibition guestbook. Of course, these unbiased, innocent-eyed visitors always repeated the loyal rhetorical phrases. The viewer arrives at the abstract hall like a newspaper reader to the page of the cartoons, one said. The other one, they are extraordinary sleeping beauties, slept for 10 years and woke up 40 years ago. The first citation was the heavy weapon against the abstraction, using the antipathy of the common people, the propaganda-educated working class. The second citation was for the progressive intellectuals, the leftist avant-gardists attracted by the modern aesthetics. Following the Soviet arguments, it posed the abstract artists as old-fashioned sleeping beauties, waked up after a long night. Actually, that long night was the Stalinism and the dark years of the 50s, but the argument was very strong, criticizing the Achilles heel of the progressive artist to be outdated. The moralist head of the Hungarian avant-gardism, the leftist hermit, Lajos Kassák spoke on an assembly of the Spring Show. That was the first occasion during the 50s. He criticized the moral status of artist-created socialist realist works, which were labeled by him illustrations. Before the revolution in 1956, the hardcore Stalinist works, the so-called Sozreal or thematic pieces, were criticized by hardliners or reform communists, but not by real modernist artists as Lajos Kassák. That was a sign of a new era. The curator of the show, the Greek-born leftist sculptor Makris Agamemnon, answered to the old master honestly that artworks might be illustrative, but the long years of illustrative art helped the common people to reach the high class of art as well. He turned to the statistics. The modernist exhibition are visited in the Western world by a few people. He got the number 500 to 3,000 person from his own Parisian memories. Although the huge socialist shows have extraordinary high visitor numbers, that kind of argument is never mentioned today, although nobody can deny it. Artists' moral integrity versus democratization of art. For example, the kickoff show of the socialist realism, the first Hungarian fine art exhibition in 1950, was viewed by 250,000 Hungarians. Even the Spring Show was visited by more than 70,000 people. That's for a single exhibition an unreachable figure for all the Hungarian contemporary museum today. I skipped this part. This is a funny cartoon about Lajos Kassák and with the citation from the deputy minister. So the cartoon was designed following this text made by the minister. However, at the case of the Spring Show 1957, the main sign of the new era was not the cartoons, but the new method of selecting artists. That key element, the four jury system, as a new idea, was the symbol of the de-Stalinization and the liberalism. That method solved the problem of the centralized judging bodies through its new invention. Normally, in the 50s, the powerful jury was the crucial point of the whole huge machine of presenting and framing the socialist realism. It helped in the collectivization of the artistic judgment, while kept the control in the hands of the party center too. Normally, the jury was called officially judging committee. The jury members were mostly artists selected from the leadership of the Hungarian Association of Fine and Applied Artists, by the dedicated bodies of the party. When the Hungarian socialist realism was born in the first Hungarian Fine Art Exhibition, a special pre-jury system was erected to visit the potential artist studio supporting thematic artworks. The member lists of the juries were written in the cultural boards of the party and the ministry, and the prepared lists were delivered to the leading bodies of the association for validation. The members of the first socialist realist jury were mostly established masters, the so-called fellow travelers, along with mediocre hardliner communist artists. Many work in the headquarters of the party as well. But also a few workers represented the nature of the People's Republic. For example, a Stakhanovist from the National Mirelit Company remained totally silent during the process, as the chairman of the jury said it in a record. The third jury was responsible for the final cut. That was the so-called installation committee. All trustworthy party members, mediocre artists and experts. They did not just the installation, but worked as a final filter. The giant, complex jury model, minus the pre-jury, was typical, although not unchanged, during the 50s. The party was able to control the process at many points. However, the aesthetic decision was in the hand of the artist technically. During the years, the jury had been grown to be a giant, cumbersome behemoth. At the case of the fifth Hungarian Fine Art Exhibition in 1954, it numbered 32 members. Easy to understand why many artists complained about the inefficient body's low work. The four jury system of the Spring Show 1957 was different. It rejected the single giant jury system and selected four different parallel committees representing different artistic point of views. That was an official statement of the multipolarist art scene, in contrast of the monolith of the socialist realism. The four divergent aesthetic schools or salons, the juries, were marked with the letter A, B, C, and D in the catalogue. The head of the jury A was Roger Burkhard, an old school realist painter from the old times. He led the conservative artists from the interwar period, combined with the loyalist Moscovite Sándor A, who came back to Hungary with the Red Army in 1945. They were called, the jury, as we can see in the press and the records, naturalists. It was not a complimentary. This school was the second target besides the abstract artists. That was a tricky way to mesh the Stalinist socialist realism, called thematic art, illustration, sozreal, or schematism, and the conservative kitsch as a petty bourgeois tendency. The jury B was led by the famous professor of the College of Fine Art, Aurel Bernhardt, who was an established master, a fellow traveler, with his poetic, lyrical, and cultivated painting style. His friends sit in the jury along with the realist sculptor of the great Stalin statue, Sándor Mikus. They were called after the name of their former cafe house company, Gresham Circle. However, the real superstar of the 50s was the head of the jury C, Andrei Domanovsky, who articulated his own dramatic and powerful voice within the scale of the Soviet-type socialist realism. His ambition was accompanied by a few mid-generation artists, and they formed the so-called party-minded core, the new hope for the, let's say, socialist realism 2.0, tried to be invented in 1955. The biggest achievements of the party-minded core was the smelter by Józef Somogyi. We saw that artwork in the first presentation. He was a member of the jury C2, and Domanovsky's monumental murals for Stalin Város. The fourth jury, the jury D, was the famous abstract jury. Although there were just a few real non-figurative artworks exhibited in its hall, among with lot of organic, expressionist or surrealist pieces. Head of the jury D was the respectable surrealist master Dezső Kornis. His committee was made of honorable and or controversial modernist artists, for example Tibor Wild, who is now well known how he made socialist realist sculptures for the public and modernist works in the solitary of his studio in the 50s. According to my experiences, there are three key sources to describe and or interpret the artistic phenomenon in the 50s. The first and the most important is the Soviet model, the casting mold for the Eastern European countries in the hemisphere of the USSR. The westernized art scene of Hungary was shocked in 1949-1950, when the Soviet-type Stalinist socialist realism was octroyed. All the elements, from the association to the font, or the journals, or even the phrases and the arguments, came from the Soviet casting mold. That is also true at the case of the jury. There was an interesting conversation episode in the meeting of the installing committee in 1950, when the hardliner Aladár Farkas mentioned that he is not totally sure about the Stahanovist rule in the Soviet art jury. However, they took part in Poland and Romania, as he knew. Then his more prepared fellow, Sándor Ék, said that it's not always efficient to copy the Soviet model with no hesitation. That advice not only underlined the real schematic thinking of the main cultural decision makers, but also highlights the differences. although the art scene was centralized and highly controlled by the state and the party, it was relatively liberal part of the big communist machine. Therefore, in many cases, a new phenomenon could not be explained by the Soviet model, but the inner logic of certain system. That could be called the source number two. What could put persons and institutions into predictable trajectories, even similar to the Soviet model, but not directly descendant from the Soviet one? Moreover, the character of the key actors deformed the original structure too. That would be the source number three, creating or vernacular accent to every partial variant of the socialist realism. The three key sources could be detected at the case study of the Spring Show 1957 as well, moving away from the real Stalinist structure of the socialist realism. The significance of the Soviet model is getting less and less. The fundamental liberty of the Spring Show came from the cataclysm of the Hungarian Revolution of October 1956. That is the basement of the legendary nature of the Spring Show and the metaphor as well. However, looking closely, its new ideas come from earlier and partly from another People's Republic, Poland. The Hungarian public faced the modernist freedom of the Polish art in the late 1955, when reviews were published on the Fifth World Festival of Youth and Students in Warsaw mentioned, these articles, the Guernica decoration and the abstract graphic designers. Although there were no accurate information about the activity of the Group 55 or the exhibition of Henryk Staszewski, a new phrase emerged, the Polish way. The My Desire was validated and confirmed by the 20th Congress of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, February 1956, when Khrushchev denounced the personality cult and the dictatorship of Stalin in his secret speech. That message reached the cultural scene in Hungary in a few months. The smartest leading theorist of the era, Lajos Németh, criticized the Zhdanovism and the dogmatism, linked them to the personality cult at a meeting of the association, and hardliner Stalinist artists turned against the fellow traveler intellectuals, rejected the ban of the abstract artist, and self-criticized their own socialist realist practice. However, Aurel Bernard, the influential professor, said that since the students were disoriented by the Polish way, they should have declared that the painting is from Van Eyck to Van Gogh, without any ism. Others wanted to give an opportunity for the abstract artists to feature their works. Then the leading committee of this association started to prepare the 7th Hungarian Fine Art Exhibition, selecting different, honored, but not officially accepted artists for the jury. The regular big show was never realized. It was whipped out by the revolution. But the liberal jury system was took over by the Spring Show 1957. Makris Agamemnon said in that mentioned meeting that the idea has followed the "Let all the flower blossom" slogan. What was the basic conception of the Spring Show too? So that was, this idea was invented earlier in the early 1956. We cannot speak about the history of the socialist realism without the case sources number three, the personal factor. At the case of the Spring Show, there is an overriding actor besides the heads of the juries, the curator Makris Agamemnon. The show wouldn't be organized without the special position of the Greek-born artist Agamemnon, who was a communist refugee, hence unquestionably loyal to the party, but also a Parisian modernist sculptor, an intellectual, friendly character who apprehended all the tensions in the local art scene. We can see on an archive photo, look at the screen, There were potted plants installed among modernist wood structures of the display panel in the abstract hall. Let all the flowers blossom. Mokri's slogan seems like a perfect quotation for the spring show, which wanted to be a promoter of a new of a cultural reborn, a real artistic spring. Technically, this sentence is the Hungarian equivalent of Mao Zedong's original Chinese, let 100 flowers blossom. That was frequently used in the first half of 1957 in China as part of a short liberal episode called 100 Flowers Campaign. The Hungarian deputy minister mentioned in his review on the spring show this Chinese slogan as well-known cultural policy. So he said, they, mean the Chinese, believe that thoughts and new ideas cannot be known what they will become. So it is right to provide opportunities for the development of new ideas, for the emergence of new trends and new styles. However, we must fight it openly and without compromise, agreed with the last speech in the parliament, and he quotes the politician speak. Let all the flowers blossom. And that's here. So this quotation, let all the flowers blossom except poppy flowers. This is bad guys in Hungary, in Hungarian. And let all the birds sing except the good birds. That is the limitation of the liberalization. The total pluralism was daydreaming in the People's Republic of Hungary, even after the revolution. Following the hesitation of the aftermath of the revolution, the party struck back, the revenge and the oppression started again. The spring show remained a short episode in the history of the socialist realism. The hardliner Stalinist Anna Oehlmacher, once a painter, then a cultural bureaucrat, wrote a long essay on the Élet és Irodalom weekly newspaper, which gave place for a debate on the spring show. She represented the narrow-minded partisan point of view. At first, she called the revolution rampage of the darkness's forces and the rejection of the Stalinist of the socialist realism childish act. Then she transformed the flower metaphor. I quote, but even if there are 10 or 20 salons, juries, your flowers go wide without the work of a careful gardener. To avoid this, the official gardeners of the party and the state should take in hand the scissors and transform the art by benevolent trimming into one that is sweet to the labor peasant power. The invoked attitude of the party-minded bureaucrats revealed a new cultural policy, where the actors are not omnipotent leaders, but official gardeners, not dictators, but censors, and that new attitude remained the principal policy in the 60s too. One can say that although the spring show 1957 was not a rebirth of the modern art, but a turning point in the history of the Hungarian socialist realism, the end of the thematic Stalinist art and the beginning of a new semi-modern era of the official art gardened by official gardeners. That's how the spring metaphor was deflorated. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabor, for explaining us a beautiful metaphor of the spring show. And I think that we, in Poland also, we may find many equivalents of this very short period of so-called liberation.